This week, organic milk costs more, but are you getting what you're paying for? Hi, I'm Mark Rush with the Environment Report's Story of the Week. The word organic used to be associated with the hippie culture. That's changed. Organic has become big business. The National Organic Standards went into effect 5 years ago, and sales of organic products now total about $20 billion a year. But as Julie Grant reports, the growth spurt in organic foods is coming with some growing pains.
Kara Scora is a part-time college professor, and her family doesn't make a lot of money. She's wearing a hand-me-down sweater. She's been eyeing some bracelets at this Target store, but she quickly walks away. She isn't going to spend her money on something so frivolous. Instead, Scora goes to the dairy case and pulls out a carton of organic milk. At $3.50, it's nearly double the price of a regular half gallon. But Scora thinks the higher cost is worth it for her two sons.
Because it's one thing, I mean, we don't go out to dinner, we don't waste money on things, and we don't have much money to spend. But I figured this is becoming their bodies. This is becoming their bones and their flesh and what little fat they have. They're both skinny little boys. So I'm willing to go into debt to get organic milk.
Really go into debt for?
Oh, yeah. We're in credit card debt, and I think of a couple thousand dollars of that every year is organic milk. It's one thing we splurge on.
Scora used to have to go to a health food store to find organic milk. These days, she can buy it a lot of places. And whether she's buying it at Target or someplace else, she trusts that the government's organic label means the milk meets certain standards. It used to be a label that said organic could mean all kinds of things. Different state agencies and private organizations each had their own organic standards. Each trained their own people to inspect farms to make sure farmers were meeting their organization's rules. Then 5 years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture launched the National Organic Program. Now the people who inspect organic farms are all looking at the same set of rules, the USDA's national standards. A national standard means farmers know what they need to do to sell milk as organic in every state. So now big dairy farms are churning out organic milk to be shipped out across the nation. Leslie Zuck is director of Pennsylvania Certified Organic, one of the certifiers for the USDA. Zuck says the national program has some problems. The standards aren't always specific, so it can be difficult for certifiers and farmers to know if they're doing the right things. For instance, one big concern is how long dairy cows get to be out on grass.
You go out there and you say, oh, we don't think you have enough pasture. And they say, well, how much is enough? And we say, well, we don't really know, but we don't think you have enough.
Since some rules are a little fuzzy, some certifiers are more lenient than others.
Some certifiers have interpreted that part of the regulation as not really requiring that the cows have pasture all the time and that they really don't have to have a lot of grass to eat. They just have to be out there walking around for a few hours a day.
Zuck says some dairy producers find out which agencies will interpret the standards the way the farmers want and hire those certifiers.
Well, that shouldn't be the case.
Barbara Robinson is USDA administrator of the National Organic Program.
Certifying agents should all be applying the rules in the same way.
Robinson concedes many issues, such as the required amount of pasture, need to be clarified in the national rules. Some environmentalists were appalled that a large dairy producer in Colorado was certified organic. Aurora Farms confined its cows indoors for 9 months out of the year. Robinson says the USDA considered revoking the company's certification, but instead signed an agreement. And she says Aurora Farms has been improving its practices.
I don't have any problems telling consumers who go into a retail market and purchase organic milk at Walmart that they are purchasing properly labeled certified organic milk. They can feel comfortable with that.
And Walmart and Target are exactly the kinds of retailers that Aurora Farms supplies with its organic milk. Meantime, the people who buy that milk say they expect the government to make sure the dairies are living up to the national standards, especially since customers like Kara Scora have to sacrifice so much to pay the higher prices of milk with an organic label. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
And that's our story for this week. So how do you feel about organic milk standards? Are you pretty confident in them, or do you think there needs to be changes? If you have a chance, send us your thoughts. We love hearing what you have to say. And if you have some more time on your hands, check out our full-length podcast hosted by Lester Graham. You can find it at environmentreport.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. Have something to say? Send your thoughts to feedback@environmentreport.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.